out of town.
Yeah. I wish you would have said something. It would have been really a nice gesture, and it was really.
Okay, 26. Look at the Torah, Tzav, page 26.
Never care.
Okay, we didn't finish the paragraph. Yes, okay. About 12 lines in top of the page. Last thing that the Rebbe is explaining to understand all of this about the matzah before midnight, after midnight, so he starts, a person does not live on bread alone, meaning from the word of Hashem in it, even though a person has their own word of Hashem in them, of Nasa Adam, let's make man. Nevertheless, that comes from Tikkun versus the food comes from Tehu. Tehu is higher than Tikkun, therefore when a person eats the food, and like we explained at the end yesterday, this particular cup or food, or whatever this drop of thing that you got, is waiting for you from the beginning of creation for you to elevate that particular morsel of food. And the last thing he said, that's why Rav Nachman said, the reason I didn't answer you at night was because I didn't eat basically beef. I didn't eat beef yet. So he says, V'chein Amir Azal, like 12 lines in the top of the page. V'chein Amir Azal, the same thing Chazal say, Eina Tinik Yedei L'Krei Saba, a child is not mature enough, old enough, to say, Father, until he tastes grain. In other words, food helps in the development of the child. Now, that's the reason from before. Why is the development of a human dependent on food? Person's higher than food. Because the source of food comes in the world of Teo. The Tikkun is higher than the level of Chochma of Tikkun. Therefore, chachma of a person, meaning the ability for a kid to say father, is dependent on the tehu that causes chachma to work. Yes, but so he says like this. That's the way it is in Gashmis. In serving Hashem, that's the inyan, a biru, a pachmitzus in the tehu. There is, like we learned already like this. There is 288 sparks of the world of Tikkun, of the world of Tehu that fell down into the world of Tikkun. And in a different place, Al Rebbe says, where does this cheshbin of Rapach, 288 sparks come from? Where's the biblical source for it? So the Al Rebbe brings down from the Arizal that says, Ruach Alekim, Mirachefes, Al Prei Amoyim, the Spirit of Hashem hovered. Merapeches is the first letter is mem, the last letter is sof, the middle is rapach, which means mes rapach, that 288 sparks died, meaning they fell down from the world of Tehu and they came down into the world of Tikkun. And he says shiluvosh medvarim gashmi. Shem is them that a person refines them. Shadish nefeshulakis, which is the source of the nefeshulakis. Meaning we elevate the sparks of Tehu, and that influences the level of Tikkun, the level of the person.
And it's continuing happening?
Continuous. And I deavedis Hashem bekrishmutvila. Again, we have to understand that we are limited in time and place. The world of Tehu is above the whole concept of time and place. Time and place began when the world did. Place is how much time something exists. Time is something, how long something exists. So time and place are interconnected. So therefore, world, Bria, is where time begins. Higher than Bria, definitely higher than Atzilus. In the world of Tehu, there is no time and place. So you can't say it happened 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago. It's constantly happening.
But if you elevate, if 288 came down, you're elevating some.
Oh, but the answer is that
it's coming down.
Yeah, there's offshoots of the offshoots of the offshoots, yeah. In fact, we learned already in other Maimonim that there's 288 sparks. In Mitzrayim, when the Jews were in Egypt, that was the center of the world at that time, right? All the money of Yosef came there. The Jews left Egypt. Eid of Rav Allah Itam. simply means the mixture of all the multitudes of people. You know, the Egyptians are tagged along. But Kabbalah says, Eid of Rav, Eid of means mixture, of Rash, of Resh Beis, of 202. That when the Jews left Egypt, they elevated with them 202 out of the 288 sparks. They elevated with them. Allah Itam, they elevated when they left Egypt. By giving the money to the Mishkan and everything that happened. So there's 86 left. 288 minus 202 is 86, which is the name of Elohim, which is the amount of Avaida in the rest of Golas. Jews have to elevate the 86 sparks. Which, by the way, explains what the halacha is, that a Jew is not allowed to go back to Egypt. Right? That's the halacha, Jews not allowed to go back to Egypt. Question, halacha, go who, what, when, where? But bottom line, you can't go back to Egypt.
Can you go back to Egypt?
He could go, yeah. So Kabbalah says, if you want to go.
I don't
want. Okay. Kabbalah says, why can't you go back to Egypt? The whole purpose of a Jew being in a place is to elevate the sparks. Egypt is all elevated. So what are you going back for? So it says, yet for business you're allowed to go back. Or vacation, you're allowed to go back. You can't live there. Why should be able to go? Because sparks come from other countries back to Egypt, you know, everything. So there's still elevated to do.
How could only 86 be left if it's continuing happening?
You're right. 86 and then there's two. You're right.
So there's
there's a level 202.
How many more we have?
Huh?
How many more we have to go?
86. Yeah, we're not done yet. I'll give you a simple example. A Jew puts on tefillin on Monday. Yeah, he elevates that inyan. So why do you have to do it Tuesday?
That's an inyan of Tuesday. I'm not doing Monday.
Okay, but let me ask you a question. Certain mitzvahs are once a week. Certain mitzvahs are once a month. Certain mitzvahs are once a year. Some mitzvahs are once every 7 years. Some mitzvahs are once every 50 years. Yes? Now, why is it enough that Lulav and Esrig, we do 7 days of Sukkot, and Matzah, we do 7 days of Pesach, like we're learning here, and yet, you don't have to do it every day of the year. You do it 1 week, and that's it, finished. Everything that needs to be done is accomplished. And yet, Tefillin and Tzitzit, you have to do every day. Davening, you have to do three times a day. Because certain elevations are enough for 50 years, 7 years, yearly, whatever, daily, and that's it. That's different Aveda that Hashem said. Lulav and Esrig, Matzah. You eat Matzah 7 days, you did all the elevation that Matzah needs to be elevated, is elevated in a week. Tefillin needs a year, 365. I mean, whatever. Minus Shabbos and Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay. So he says, in Bria, Machad Asiya is the source of time. There's Seydiz Manim, there's the source of time. They'll leave it to Chassidus, they go, you know. So he says, "V'ha'inu ha'idei avedus Hashem b'krishmas v'tefillah, she'b'chin is k'reach v'chayish in his face of v'ha'idei achilu l'shem shamayim." So what happens like this: when a person eats, we have kosher, make bracha, and l'shem shamayim to daven and to learn and all that. So that food becomes nichul be'echot. We all have to. That food elevates, becomes elevated to the level of Hashem echot, and we all have to. It adds the ability to understand, you know, to love Hashem, think of Hashem, and so on. And that, in other words, in simple English, when you serve Hashem with the nefesh habamis, well, which is klipa, which is the food we eat, is klipa, that makes the nefesh habamis greater. Now, how could a Nefesh HaBamis, by the way, which comes from Tehu also, to Behema, comes from Tehu, how can that elevate the Nefesh HaLakis when the Nefesh HaLakis is so much greater? So the answer is, because it's greater down here, but up there, Nefesh HaBamis is greater. Tehu is higher than Tikkun. Esav is higher than Yaakov. Right? Esav and Yaakov, see, you have Nefesh HaLakis, Nefesh HaBamis. So therefore, when it comes down, and you elevate it, you reveal the source of it. So in the source, Nefesh HaBamis is even higher than Nefesh HaLakis. So just like food can add wisdom and everything to a person, this adds Kedusha to the Nefesh HaLakis. And that's why in Gan Eden, where they only have the Nefesh HaLakis, it ain't working. Because there's no goof, there's no Nefesh HaBamis. Now, Because in the food, either 280 is parts of tail. Shalomal mechinasa tikkun, which is a higher than tikkun, al kain biyachet the mleis of ilu. Gamla mechinas chochma midas shabbat nefshulakis. Therefore, it's able to add even to the levels of the nefshulakis, like it says, the highest nisus. Because it says like this, by the throne of Yecheskel, there's the animals on the side, and then there is the play Adam ala kisei, the person on the chair. And then it says, the chayis elevate the throne. That means, who's elevating the person, the nefesh olakis, that's on the throne? The level of the animals. How could animals elevate the person? Again, because it comes from a higher level. Okay, and now, based on this, we'll understand the inyan of matzah. Okay, he was explaining the matzah before midnight, after midnight. He said, to understand this, let's understand first tail and tikkun and the food and all that stuff. So he says, now yuvin gamkin binyan mitzvah sechilas matzah b'chagat Pesach. By the way, there's a very basic mimer. And look at the, in fact, kids in Mesifta, or at least we went to Mesifta, when we were kids. We just wanted a mimer and we learned in high school. It was one of the few lukutei Torah in mimer and they learned and they taught the kids in high school.
This one?
This one, yeah. Amongst others, but, you know.
High school understands this?
I mean, this is not, well, not, yet they understand their level. No, I mean, now you've been gamkin binyan achilas, matzah b'chagat Pesach. Like it says in the Zevayetze, the Kamesh about scholars gashmas, just seeking physical knowledge. And atinik yedeo matzah klum, achatayim lechem, that a kid doesn't understand anything until he eats bread. And like he explained how before, because of Teo and Tikkun, he says, "Kach b'tzeis yisom Mitzrayim." The same thing with the Yidden left Mitzrayim. Lo yodu lahaskel gdudas Hashem. They weren't able to understand the greatness of Hashem until they ate matzah. In other words, just like physically, food makes the person better, so to speak. So the Jews came in, coming out of it like babies, newborn babies. They had no understanding of Elokus. In order to have, we're not done yet. In order to have the understanding of Elokus, they had to eat matzah, which is 1 minute. Matzah is the bread that comes from the heavenly earth. And he's going to explain. That through the word of Hashem that's in this bread, meaning the matzah bread, that to recognize and to know who created the world, just like physical power comes to the person from the physical bread, so the same thing, matzah. I mean, Alter Rebbe is going to explain this great length now, but there's a very simple concept we learned many times. Matzah is round. That's why it's so important to have round shmura matzah. Because round is a level of makifim. In round, there's no beginning and end. It's the infinite level that everything is the same. It's the surrounding level, mesayvav kolamin, surrounding the world, meaning it's higher than the world, versus the level of alakos that comes in the world. So therefore, because matzah comes in the level of makif, emuna, that's why it's called michla daminusa, the first night. Matzah is called the food of emuna. When you eat it, you get emuna. So therefore, matzah is what nourishes the spiritual seichel of the Jew to understand alakos.
We learned they had matzah in Mitzrayim, like this South African, the purest thing.
That no, that's one opinion. No, one opinion is that's what the Mitzrayim gave him to eat. So but that has nothing to do with the mitzvah aspect of matzah.
Oh, so it's not just the gashmiyistik.
It's not the gashmiyistik of food. It's the fact that the Eibishter gave them this mitzvah to do it. And matzah is round, and therefore it's the level of makifim.
Which matzah are we talking about?
We don't know yet.
Is it before or after?
We're learning soon. Okay, so he says, well, inyan, the inyan is like this. How does matzah add in understanding of Elokus? He says, Ki ha-chometz b'chines ha-gbov, it's nasus. Chometz is blown up, right? So chometz is a sign of bodiness. So teifech ve'elo magbiyas ha-tzmeh, he blows himself up, meaning it's ego. Vash'en ki matzah shem b'shum ha-gbov. Matzah, though, is a level of humility. It doesn't rise. The same thing in the spiritual sense. There's spiritual chametz and spiritual matzah. Chametz ubechinus is nasas vegasas aklipa. Chametz represents evil, which is anti Hashem, anti bittel, right? So that's ego. Ubechinus shiflus vachno. Ubechinus battle ritzencha is the level of bittel. Okay, skip five lines. Vine, Yedua, the Begoldus Mitzrayim, when the Yidin were in Golus Mitzrayim, Hoyu Yisom Kushorim made Lamat. They're in the Memtesh Shari Tumah, they're in the 49 levels of impurity. In Egypt, the Jews fell so low, they stooped so low in Klippa. Vayasich Lamamidayasam Mechinas Mitzorim Ugvulim Gash Mitzorim. And therefore, they were in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is limited. Their whole Seichel was slave mentality. Even without Chassidus, they explained it in the Sfarim, that the Jews in Egypt had a slave mentality. That's a very limited type of mentality. It's a very low level of mentality. How garmelius yashvin nifin to be separated from Hashem. Therefore, v'ikar yitzias Mitzrayim, the primary inyan of going out of Mitzrayim, zayde shenigla le'amelch malchi amlochim, which is earnings of Baruch Hu Shalom Ma'ala Mishayde Rishtaushas. Melech Malchei Hamlochim, the Rebbe Rashab writes, the Rebbe brings it down in that God, Atmos earnings of the essence of Hashem was revealed, you know, at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is earnings of Baruch Hu Shalom Ma'ala Mishayde Rishtaushas. Shayidei Zanim Shukhem Bechinas Bittul. So that revelation of Hashem at midnight, that caused a tremendous level of bittul from the, you know, like a chakra revelation that caused automatically like awe and fright and bittul. And he says, the big fear is the level of the revelation of the Shekhinah. Through this level of bittul, they went out of all limitations. So spiritually, what happened? When Hashem revealed himself in Mitzrayim, before Yetzias Mitzrayim, basically what happened was the Jews had this tremendous level of fear and the Chometz died and it became only Kedusha. And he says, Kach Yetzias Mitzrayim Megashmias V'zeho Yo'achir Chatzis Laila, that was after midnight. In other words, midnight was this super great revelation of Hashem that took the Jews out of Golus. Now, but they had matzah before midnight. What was the purpose of eating matzah before midnight? Why couldn't it just be that revelation and take the Jews out? He says, that's the level of bittul, ratzon v'achno v'shiflus. Like it says, they had to eat matzah before chatzis, like it said, b'erev techu matzis. Matzis, shu b'chinas bittul, ratzon v'achno v'shiflus. This is the level of bittul that comes from the lower level of fear. I'll explain in a second. Meaning like this. There's a lower level of fear, obviously. Like, for instance, there's a level of fear of punishment. It's also a fear. But it's a very low level of fear. Now, I really couldn't care less. I really don't want to do it. I just have no choice. I don't want to get punished. Then you have a higher level of, you know, he's the boss. He's telling me what to do. I listen, you know. Not a punishment. And then there are different levels of fear. Before Chatzis, the Jews had to have the level of bittul to listen to Hashem to do something. In other words, Al-Tareb is explaining, in order to get to this super great revelation of awe from Hashem at midnight that took the Jews out of that klipa of Egypt and brought him into Geula, the Jews had to do a mitzvah before midnight, and when Hashem said to do it, they listened. It wasn't they felt a great level of Kedusha. That happened midnight. Before midnight is a vessel to be able to handle that great level of fear. The Jews had to do mitzvahs before.
Which one is higher? The somebody sees a Gilui of Havadish Baruch Hu, they do something, but they haven't seen it yet, but they do it. So before Hatzot was much higher, but later on that is going to say, after.
Who's greater, Tzadik or Beinoni?
Each one has
level, who's greater?
Tzadik.
By the Beinoni, it's Kirasha. The main is like a Russia level. There's an advantage in the Aved of a Beinoni. Is the higher Yira, well, what's higher, lower Yira, higher? Of course, level, higher Yira is level, greater. But there's an advantage of the lower level of fear because you didn't, even though the Jews did see miracles already, you know, 9 miracles they saw. Number 10 was coming up. But they saw the miracles, but still it's not the same level of the revelation of Chatzeis Laila. But they needed that as the vessel to be able to get to that level. There's a whole story of the Baal Shem, I don't want to go into the whole story now. But the Baal Shem Tov, okay, came to a place and he emptied out the guy from all his food and everything and everything and everything. The guy was poor anyway, and he emptied him out. And finally, the guy's wife and kids said, made the guy beg Hashem to help. Yeah, and then you became very wealthy. So Baal Shem Tov explained to him, there was a treasure waiting for you in heaven. All you had to do was ask for it. Hashem was waiting for you to ask. And he always refused to ask. He said, "What Hashem, it'll be, you know, he had a munah." He refused to ask Hashem for what he needed. And therefore the Baal Shem Tov forced him to ask Hashem by mamish taking everything he had out of the house. So externally, it looked like the Baal Shem Tov was a cruel guy. You come to a guy who has no money, you empty him out. You know, you come with all your students and eat up everything. But the Baal Shem Tov needed the guy to ask, because when you ask, you get. So you need to make a keder. You don't ask, you don't get. Bottom line. Right? Sometimes Hashem gives. In order to win the lottery, you have to make a keder of buying a ticket. No matter how many brachas you'll get from the biggest tzaddikim in the world, you don't buy a ticket, you're not going to win the lottery.
You're not going to win the lottery, but if you're supposed to receive that one way or another, it's going to end up in your life.
No, this is the way God answers, by winning the lottery. Okay, anyway. Okay.
All these things so far coming from above, nothing from below.
No, the matzah before midnight, Hashem told them to do this mitzvah. They're doing it. That they did. The mitzvah before midnight, they did. And therefore, that allowed the revelation of midnight, post-midnight. And he says, V'gam, second column, V'gam nikra matzah b'zeir michle deminusa, D'zayar, the first night of Pesach, he said, D'zayar says, first night of Pesach, it's food of amuna, and second night, it's food of healing. Said, the Rebbe used to give people that were sick, the Rebbe used to give people matzah, fabring, whatever, and he told them it's mitzvah of food of healing. Yeah. The Rebbe had a pharmacist. Yeah, he used to take, the Rebbe used to give him matzah, and he used to crumble it up into very fine pieces, and he put it into every medication that he gave, he put the Alter Rebbe's matzah in it, that it should heal.
Yaakov, boy, a lot of matzah this year.
Okay, so he says... So why is matzah called the food of Emunah? Shemunah gam kimchin is bittul. What is Emunah? Emunah is I don't understand it. So I do it because of bittul. Something I understand and I do it. It's not bittul. I understand, so I do it. Emunah is you don't understand and you do it. That's the level of bittul. Shemavatul sichle veinu mevakesh tam. He doesn't even want to know a reason. Rak maimin or emes b'munah tehida. He has real Emunah. How is this level of amuna revealed in the neshama? How do you internalize it? So other my mom, we learn Meshe Rabbeinu and all that, right? But it's through eating matzah. Just like physical food gives life to a person. Like it says, Razal, Eina tinikideh likris abba. A child doesn't know how to say father until he gets food. He says, like, now he's explaining another aspect of it. This that the kid calls father because he ate the food. He doesn't understand it properly. He says like this. When a little kid, by eating, is able to say father, mother, whatever, yeah? So now he says, yeah, but you're my father. The kid at that age doesn't understand how it's his father and why it's his father and why he should love the father. He doesn't understand all that. But he still calls father. So it's still external. Yes, he's old enough to understand, to say Abba. He says, "V'nim tzedzu akriyas kashas shalei ba'avish shalei al pidam v'das musig etzlei." In other words, this that the kid calls father is a muna. He doesn't understand, you know, biologically how the guy's his father. Why is he calling him father? Because he's told to call him father. It's a muna. He's told to call him, he's told to call him mother. It's a muna. He doesn't understand. Later on, they understand why it's a father, why it's a mother. That level of understanding is lower than seichel. I mean, that level of emunah. In other words, here the Alter Rebbe is explaining a different point. There's emunah above seichel. That means you understand very deeply, and then you begin the emunah process, like we've learned many times. Emunah begins where seichel ends. Something you understand, you don't have to believe. Right? So if you understand up to here, that's not emunah, because that's seichel. Now where does seichel emunah begin? From here. But if you understand to here, to a higher level of seichel, then emunah begins there. So there's a level of emunah that the Alter Rebbe was speaking until now, that's the level of revelation from above at midnight. That level is higher than seichel. But there's a level of emunah below seichel. You believe. It is my father, I believe. That you know, understand why? No. It's not the pshat, you understand that then you have a deeper level of emunah. It's a level of seichel which is lower than emunah. I mean, lower than, it's emunah. It's a level of emunah which is lower than seichel. So in other words, there's three levels. There's basic emunah, then you have seichel, and then you have a higher level of emunah. The ultimate is emunah. In other words, like the pasuk says, Shlomo HaMelech says, "Pesi yamin l'chol davar." A fool believes everything. That's why you're here. "Pesi yamin l'chol davar." Seemingly, a fool is gullible, so he believes everything. So the Medrash says, who is Pesi Yamin L'chol Dover? Zameisha Rabbeinu. That's what the Medrash says, Zameisha Rabbeinu. So Chassidus explains, Meisha Rabbeinu is Chochma Vatzilis. You're talking about Seichel? Meisha Rabbeinu is the level of Chochma Vatzilis. You can't get higher Seichel than that. So what does it mean? He's a fool that believes everything. Dafka mitzad the Seichel. Because the more you learn, the more you're able to have a Muna greater. In other words, the more you understand, the more you realize that you don't understand. And like you said many times, the Gashmi is the Gemashal. A trillion, trillion, and one are equal compared to infinite. A trillion, trillion, and one are both compared equally
their
to infinite.
The difference is insignificant.
Yes.
Not that equal.
They're equal. It's infinite away and infinite away.
A trillion is not equal.
It's infinite away and infinite away. But what's the difference between one and it? Because one, in its mind, when you say to one, one, what's infinite? They'll think, oh, a billion, that's a whoa, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So what? They both don't understand what infinite is. But infinite, finite, one thinks that infinite is a billion. But a trillion, trillion, who knows what a trillion, trillion is? And still knows it's infinite away from, their understanding of what infinite isn't is much greater than what the guy of one.
These are analytical. They have nothing to do with the Emunah.